This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking throughout the show tonight about this story from Vox.com about the smug style of the American liberal and Johnson.
You were comparing this sort of, we have the facts, we've got we're right sort of thing to libertarians and liberty-minded folk. And, I was saying that something along the lines of, sort of a tenet, sort of like stopping the use of the collective we in terminology, that I think that this is as important a concept for liberty-minded people to grasp. And that is, it's a quote from Thaddeus Russell from a Liberty Forum from a long time ago, where he said, libertarians need to replace the politics of moralism with the politics of self-interest. And so to explain that, is a lot of liberty-minded people make arguments about what somebody should do based on like almost like a moral principle set.
Because it's wrong to force people against their will to do something.
But that's like a really obvious example. Let's say somebody's going to steal something or somebody's going to even smoke or, let's say somebody's going to do something, right? And a lot of libertarians are still operating under this paradigm, right, under this, like, worldview paradigm that came from these other, left-right mindsets, this, Republican-Democrat kind of mindsets, where it's this, basically almost speaking from authority and from a moralist sort of viewpoint, which, Ayn Rand wrote about this kind of extensively. If you read it, who was not a libertarian, right. She was an objectivist, but she wrote about how basically a lot of these philosophers like Kant and I think Descartes, maybe some others, have basically poisoned society massively with these philosophical viewpoints that are based on duty and moralism. And I think it's very true, and it's very hard to get out of. But I think being a libertarian is that opportunity exists more than for anybody else, because libertarians kind of understand this sort of precept, this sort of core concept of not using force on other people. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a quote like, libertarians need to replace the politics of moralism with the politics of self-interest, and you're talking about somebody like not stealing something, rather than saying, don't steal because that's wrong, you're not appealing to that person's sense of self-interest. If you're going to make the argument about somebody who's not going to steal, and it does take a little bit more to think about this, but explain to that person how it would be in their benefit. Like, in the long run, you'll be more successful if you're not somebody who steals. Like, if you can explain it in terms of, you'll make more friends over time. You're not going to, if you steal, like, these are going to be the things that are going to be of bad interest to you, and then you're arguing from a perspective of self-interest and talking about how something would really benefit someone, rather than taking that shortcut, that moralist shortcut, and just saying it's wrong or that's a bad thing to do or, that's just not a good thing. A good person doesn't do that. You literally sit down and become...
What about how would you feel if that happened to you? Would that work?
Let's play this game, right?
Yeah. Because I'll play the supposed thief here. But I get away with it.
Do you always get away with it? Yeah, obviously, you were caught this time.
No, not you. I just told you that I'm a thief. So I've gotten away with it this whole time. I only told you because you're my friend.
Well, what if
now you're telling me not to steal? I've been getting away with it this whole time.
Well, what's the possibility? I mean, there's the possibility that you get caught and locked up. Right? Well,
there's that possibility, but hey, life involves risk.
Does that? Do you really find that the benefits of stealing? Petty amounts of money.
Hey, it benefits me. Self-interest. I get all this stuff, and it's free.
Well, I mean, let's compare. I mean, Do you think that, does it make you feel good about yourself?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, I like to, you know, steal from the big corporations, and I don't feel bad about that. I'm actually giving you arguments that I've heard from a real thief.
Right. And I'm not making, by any stretch of the imagination, I'm not making the argument that arguing this way or discussing something this way is easy. But if you really, let's consider this, right? So let's consider what you just said. And I'm having a hard time maybe coming up with these things. But if more people spent the time to actually argue this way,
mm-hmm.
I think that the reason, if you say it's wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I were to just say stealing is wrong to you, right? And that's
not persuasive either,
it's
right?
It's not persuasive,
well, I mean,
right?
It's like, screw you, I'll do
what
I want.
It's very clear, even if I'm having a hard time coming up with the answers for this, it's very clear that this is going to be the way that would make a change.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
If you could find the reasons to explain to a person who really likes stealing for some reason.
The reason I used when I was talking to this person was that when you steal, even from a big corporation,
right.
they have to factor in the cost of that stealing.
Right.
It's called shrink in the corporate world. They have to factor in the cost of the loss into the other products. So ultimately, you're not really stealing from the corporation. You're actually stealing from all of the other customers.
Right.
And so... So the justification of the thief was, well, screw the mega corporations. It doesn't matter if I take from them.
Right.
And that's why I pointed out to them, you're actually taking from your neighbors and your friends who are actually the ones who are paying the price at the store for your stealing. And so you're actually hurting your other friends. And so it's against your interest from that perspective in that if you care about other people, if you're not a total psychopath and you're not a total sociopath and you actually care about other people, then that argument might actually work in that case.
So, yeah, but then
your argument.
They have to care about other people. But again, it's still, you're changing the nature of the discussion.
But you're not going to convince a sociopath anyway.
No,
so
you're not
going to
convince
give up
a sociopath,
on them.
That's true. But you are changing, and you will discover quickly if you're talking to a sociopath, which, hey, win-win.
Yeah.
But you're changing, I just find it interesting that changing the nature of the argument to that style of argument, which may be a lot more difficult, is a way that I feel that it would just makes more sense for a libertarian to communicate that way and not to communicate based on a moralist sort of viewpoint, like, you shouldn't do that, that's wrong. It's just, to me, especially for somebody who's liberty-minded and has that core concept of force is wrong and has that basic first principle to sort of argue from, that saying something is wrong or just arguing from around a moral principle that way is lazy.
Mm.
You know, it just doesn't, it doesn't work. And I think that a whole bunch of people could, if more and more liberty-minded folks communicated by replacing the politics of moralism with the politics of self-interest, I think it would be really interesting what could happen in terms of I think developing those answers and developing answers to questions like that, I think would make persuasive libertarian arguments manifest a lot more quickly than they have been. I think a lot of people have sort of said that a lot of, you know, libertarian is kind of, you know, it's floundered a little bit with being convincing. And, you know, a lot of people are like, there's no women in the liberty movement and, you know, all these arguments about how libertarianism is small and whatever. But I think that adopting a newer communication style without being culty, not a new language, but just a communication style would be, I think,
worth it
and pretty advantageous.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that I would look at what you're talking about as another sort of tool in the belt of communications because it depends on the audience, right? Like if you're talking to somebody who has firm moral beliefs, then you might want to appeal to their sense of morality.
Sure.
If you're talking to somebody else and, you know, you're not so sure about them, then maybe appealing to the self-interest would be a wiser path.
Somewhere between self-interest and nonviolent communication is the libertarian communication.
That's
style.
The culty stuff.
I don't know.
The nonviolent communication.
Yeah.
Kind of weird
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Although, you know, it's I will say, I mean, nonviolent communication does have its place in if you're having a very heated argument. It's probably
sure.
good to pull it out at that point.
I'm not saying it is useless,
yeah.
But there's definitely some culty aspects to it.
If you're using it all the time, sure. If you're trying to calm down someone who might be on the verge of violence, probably it's a good idea.
All right, there's more coming up here. Back to the story with the American liberal smug attitude. Mm-hmm. We'll continue that. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. And we got the alleged identity of the snitch in the New Jersey weed man case. We'll share that. I'm going to post his picture on our Facebook and Twitter in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Our number number is 855-453, and that's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. And if you'd like to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, then go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You can save easily 20% on pretty much anything you want to buy. You can save less if you'd like to save less. You get to select the discount that you want. You can try to save more as well. I've saved as much as 25%. Actually, I did save 33%. I went for the maximum discount, but I had to wait about a week to get that one fulfilled. So the higher the percentage discount you want, the longer it might take to get the order filled. But, man, saveatpurse.com works, and it works well. If you want to pretty much guarantee that it's going to be done within the next day, I would shoot for 20%. That's been my experience. There's no guarantee on that. That's just my experience recently on the site. And, of course, if you're super in a rush, you can still save 5% with the Purse Instant and then have it delivered to you with Prime shipping, which is awesome. Saveatpurse.com. If you've got Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, this is how you save big time. This is one of the killer apps, one of the main reasons why people really ought to take a serious look at Bitcoin. If you buy things online through Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 20%? SaveItPurse.com. As we continue here, Johnson, you are sharing with us a story from Vox.com about liberals.
That's right. Liberals and being smug.
Their attitude.
Well, again, just recapping where we're at, it says, good facts are enough. Anyone who fails to capitulate to them is part of the problem. It is terminally uncool. No persuasion, only retweets. Eye roll, crying emoji, forward to John Oliver for sick burn. The smug style has always existed in American liberalism, but it wasn't always so totalizing. Lionel Trilling claimed as far back as 1950 that liberalism is not only the dominant, but even the sole intellectual tradition, that the conservative impulse and the reactionary impulse do not express themselves in ideas, but only in action or in irritable mental gestures which seek to resemble ideas.
Wow.
The smug style has always existed in American liberalism, but it hasn't always been so totalizing. Richard Hofstadter,
Well, yeah, and now it's easier for them to, you know, be smug together, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, if it existed before, it might have been in the pages of some liberal magazine that wasn't likely too widely read, or, you know, maybe quiet conversations at liberal clubs in local areas. But now it's just, like they said, retweet, get online, pile on, Facebook. I mean, it's much easier to access those of a similar mindset.
And there are a lot of idiots who think that they're intellectuals now, too. It's given the false sense that I'm so smart.
Right.
Richard Hofstadter, the historian whose most famous work, The Paranoid Style in American Politics, this essay exists in some obvious reference to, advanced a similar line in writing not so well remembered today. His then-influential history writing drips with disdain for rubes who regard themselves as victimized by economics and history who have failed to maintain correct political attitudes. But 60 years ago, American liberalism relied too much on the support of working people to let these ideas take too much hold. Even its elitists, the Schlesingers and Bells, were tempered by the power of the labor movement, by the role Marxism still played in even liberal politics, forces too powerful to allow non-elite concerns to entirely escape the liberal mental horizon. Walter Reuther and Bayard Rustin and A. Philip Randolph were still in the room, and they mattered. 60 years ago, the ugliest tendencies were still private, too. The smug style belonged to real elites, knowing in their cocktail parties far from the ears of rubes.
Right, now they're screaming it from the rooftops.
Yes. But today we have television and the internet and liberalism worked out in universities and think tanks. Today, the better part of liberalism is Trillings, or those who'd like to be, at any rate, and everyone who can hear them.
Well, ultimately, you know, they've been successful, right, at having this attitude publicly in a big way.
Yep.
It's made big money for them, so there's no reason why it's going to stop.
Yep. On June 26, 2015, the Supreme Court found that denying marriage licenses to same-sex couples instituted a violation of the 14th Amendment. After decades of protests, legislation, setbacks, and litigation, the 13 states still holding out against the inevitable were ordered to relent. Kim Davis, a clerk tasked with issuing marriage licenses to couples in her Kentucky county, refused. At the distance of 6 months, it is surprising that she was, beyond a few short-lived and empty efforts, the only civil bureaucrat to do so. One imagines 100 or 1,000 Kim Davises in the country, small administrators with small power, outraged by the collapse of a moral fight that they were winning just a few years prior. In the days between the June decision and the July 1st announcement that the American Civil Liberties Union would represent four couples who had been denied marriage licenses by the Rowan County Clerk's Office, many braced for resistance. Surely compliance would come hard in some places. Surely some of the losers would refuse to give up. There was something oddly giddy about it. At long last, the good guys would be the ones bearing down with the full force of the law. It did not take long for the law to correct Davis. On August 12th, a judge ordered a stay, preventing Davis from refusing any further under the protection of the law. The Sixth Circuit and then the Supreme Court refused to hear her appeal.
Okay.
Despite further protests...
Shut her down.
Yep. Despite further protest and Davis's ultimate jailing for contempt of court, normal service was restored in short order. The 23,000 people of Rowan County suffered, all told, slightly less than 7 weeks without a functioning civil licensure apparatus.
And if there's always somebody else who step up to take that bureaucrat job.
Yeah. Davis remained a fixation. Dour, rural, thrice divorced, but born again. Twitter could not have invented a better parody of the uncool. She was ridiculed for her politics, but also for her looks. That she had been married so many times was inexplicable. The thought that she had the slightest grasp of the Constitution, doubly so. When Davis was jailed for 5 days following her refusal to comply with the court order, many who pride themselves on having a vastly more compassionate moral foundation than Davis cheered the imprisonment of a political foe. The ridicule of Davis became so pronounced that even in smug circles, always on the precipice of self-reproach, began eventually to rein in the excess, mocking her appearance, openly celebrating the incarceration of an ideological opponent. These were not good looks.
Yeah,
it's interesting, because I remember, I think, being mocking of her. I remember doing that myself, but I don't think that I was cheering on her jailing.
Yeah, but you've always, you know, had that attitude.
And especially towards religious moralists, for sure.
Yeah, but what he's, I think what he's pointing out here in this article is, in this moment, is that these are the very same liberals who would be outraged at, let's say, fat shaming.
Right.
You know, that...
Right.
Yeah. And so, and this woman, I don't recall, I think she was a little frumpy. She wasn't in the best of shape.
Right.
But when it suits them... When, you know, the person who's out of shape is their political enemy, then all bets are off.
Yeah, of course.
So there's no consistency there. They don't have a principle.
Yep. As he says, but a more fundamental element of smug disdain for Kim Davis went unchallenged. The contention at bottom that Davis was not merely wrong in her convictions, but that her convictions were, in themselves, an error and a fraud. That is, Kim Davis was not only on the wrong side of the law, she was not even a subscriber to religious ideology that had found itself at moral odds with American culture. Rather, she was a subscriber to nothing, a hateful bigot who did not even understand her own religion.
Our toll-free number here, and that was the attitude of the liberals.
Yes, correct.
855-450-FREE. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Did I mention earlier? I said we had the name of the alleged rat in the New Jersey weed man case, and I don't recall if we actually gave that out. So we'll go ahead and give it out again, just in case. His name is Zev, allegedly. Zev Lapidus. Z is a strange name, but Z-E-V, first name Zev, last name Lapidus, L-A-P-I-D-U-S. You go ahead and look that guy up, and you'll find that this man who allegedly brought down New Jersey Weed Man was basically a total low-life scumbag who was selling fake Philadelphia Eagle tickets at one point. At another point, he was allegedly fired from his employer for stealing customer credit card numbers. Yeah, this is the low-life scum the Trenton Police Department apparently teamed up with to snitch out on New Jersey Weed Man. So, you know, again, another example of the police using somebody who's an actual bad guy to take down someone who's never actually harmed anyone else, New Jersey Weed Man. So once again, if you want to help out NJ Weed Man, I did post the PayPal email address on our Facebook and Twitter. It's njweedmans_joint@yahoo.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. And don't forget, you can shop with Free Talk Live and help us out. This is a big way to help us and get the stuff that you want at the same time. Whether you are using Amazon UK, Canada, or US, what you want to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com and then enter your favorite Amazon through the link that we have, shop.freetalklive.com, and then basically whatever it is that you want to buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. That's simple. Johnson, you've got the story from Vox.com talking about the hypocrisy in this case of American liberals. It's about their smug attitude these days. And by the way, if you are a liberal and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us here.
This article is taking a turn towards striking home with me, so we'll see where it goes here.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, Christianity, this is where we're talking about Kim Davis and that whole thing when she refused to issue marriage.
Yeah, the gay marriage bureaucrat lady.
Yep. Christianity, as many hasten to point out, is about love. Christ commands us to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. If the Bible took any position on the issue at all, it was that divorce, beloved by Davis, was a sin and that she was a hypocrite, masquerading among the faithful. How many of these critiques were issued by atheists? This, more than anything I can recall in recent American life, is an example of the smug style. Many liberals do not believe that evangelical Christianity ought to guide public life. Many believe, moreover, that moral conceits of that Christianity are wrong, that the moral conceits of Christianity are wrong, even harmful to society. I certainly feel that way. But to the smug liberal, it isn't that Kim Davis is wrong. How can she be? She's only mistaken. She just doesn't know the good facts, even about her own religion. She's angry and confused. Another hick who's not with it. It was an odd thing to assert in the case of Christianity, a religion that until recently was taken to be another shibboleth of the uncool, not a loving faith misunderstood by bigots, but this is knowing the new line on Jesus is that the homophobes just don't get their own faith. Kim Davis was behind the times. Her beliefs did not represent a legitimate challenge to liberal consensus because they did not represent a challenge at all. They were incoherent, at odds with the good facts. Google makes every man a theologian. This, I think, is fundamental to understanding the smug style. If good politics and good beliefs are just good facts and good tweets, that is, there is no ideology beyond sensible conclusions drawn from a rational assessment of the world, then there are no moral fights, only lying liars and the stupid rubes who believe them. When Davis was first released from county jail, Mike Huckabee went to meet her, but the smug style sees no true ideology there, no moral threat to contend with, only a huckster and a hick, one to be ridiculed and the other to be refuted. What more, the smug man posts, could there be to say about it? They're idiots. Look, this Onion article nails it.
What? Probably did.
Popular story. Adlai Stevenson, Democratic candidate for president, is on parade. A band is playing. Onlookers cheer. He waves to the crowd. A woman shouts, "Governor Stevenson, you have the vote of every thinking person in this county." Stevenson replies, "Thank you, ma'am, but we need a majority." The smug style says to itself, "Yeah, I really am one of the few thinking people in this country, aren't I?" In November of last year, during the week...
All that said, Mike Huckabee is a huckster. politician.
In November of last year...
His job.
It's true. In November of last year, during the week when it became temporarily fashionable for American governors to declare that Syrian refugees would not be welcome in their state, Hamilton Nolan wrote an essay for Gawker called "Dumb Hicks Are America's Greatest Threat." If there has ever been a tirade so dedicated to the smug style, to the proposition that it is neither malice nor capital nor ideological difference, but rather the backward stupidity of poor people that has ruined the state of American policy, then it is hidden beyond our view in some
uncool
place.
You know, I'd like to say before you on, regarding this idea of these dumb hicks, right?
Right.
I'd like to see this person, this Gawker guy who wrote this article, go out and like till some land, right?
Right, right.
You know, go out and actually harvest the food and plant and make sure you have a successful crop for a year. I mean, there's intelligence in a lot of what they consider dumb hicks do.
Right.
What about the guy who fixes your car, bud? Is he a dumb hick too? The ASE certified technician. I mean,
they
just
don't have the good facts,
right?
As he's been putting it.
Just because someone doesn't agree with you on politics doesn't make them dumb.
Right.
And I understand why people, feel the way they do,
But I think it's important to look at the different types of intelligence out there.
Right.
There's a difference between being book smart and being street smart. There's a difference between being book smart and being wise in the ways of, you know.
See, but I don't even know if this is that's necessarily true of, you know, I think that's playing into the...
I'm not saying they're right either. I'm not playing into the idea that the liberals are necessarily correct.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying there's a difference.
I'm just saying that's the narrative that I think that they want people to believe, is that it's like, oh, liberals are all book smart, and them, you know, people out there, sure, they might know how to fix your tractor, but they don't know much else.
Mm.
You know, it's just, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that it's more obvious that the right is right on economics, which is pretty darn intellectual, if you ask me. You know, and I just don't think that, I think that there are plenty of issues on which the liberals just don't get it, and they don't understand that, because they're not, both sides are locked into their paradigm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, just because you're eviscerating liberals tonight doesn't mean that a similar story couldn't be written about conservatives.
I mean, for me, this is sort of a departure. Normally, I'm blasting conservatives.
Let's go to Rudy in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Rudy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, that, you know, liberals here, been ever since I was a, you know, a kid. And, the way the world works, that article is, it's really a piece of crap. It sounds like somebody who's alt-right putting it out there. I'm going to go read it myself online. Is that the Current? Is that the, how can I
say? Vox.
Okay, but it's like the local. I mean, recent.
Oh, no, it's a year, over a year old. Oh, no, it's just under a year old.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah. The Smug Style in American Liberalism.
Okay. Yeah.
Election. I mean, it was written before the election and kind of predicted exactly why liberals lost.
Well, tell me, Rudy, when you say it's, you know, it's crap or whatever, what's crap about it?
Yeah, we don't have time to talk about doing it.
We got plenty of time, man. We got to, this is talk radio. I mean, we're not going to spend an hour talking to you about it, but, you know, pick one thing.
Okay. It's amazing to sit here and listen to this guy read this article and think about my life philosophy. I'm a good man. I'm a good American. I'm a patriotic American. I'm a veteran American. I'm all these things American. And my idea is that
nationalistic American.
Good, smart people in this country. And there's enough wealth, and there's enough ways to make this thing work. We don't have people starving in the streets. We don't have people that, you know, the 400 people that have more wealth than 180 million of the people at the bottom.
Rudy, stand by. I want to hear more about this in moments. If you can stick with us, we're going to bring you back. More coming up here. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you. If you want to get on the line with us to talk about whatever's on your mind, although we are discussing the story from Vox.com that is about the smug style of the American liberal. And, yeah, it's been an all-out attack on certain types of liberals. I don't think it's fair to say all of them are like this.
Right.
But there's definitely a common attitude of some of them who, I don't know if it's a majority, I don't know. I don't run in those circles, so I can't really say for sure, but it definitely...
It seems like a pretty pervasive, toxic attitude.
It does. And that's not to say that similar toxic attitudes don't exist within the conservative movements either. Maybe it's not the exact same attitude, but, you know, there's definitely, you know, you listen to conservative talk radio, you'll hear the name calling and the making fun of the liberals. And so, you know, they for a long time, both of these sides have resulted in or have resorted to the lowest of low blows towards one another. But the liberals believe that I think a lot of them believe they're better than that, while at the same time acting like they're not better than that.
I'm also of the belief, though, that a lot of liberals have stopped tolerating conversation because liberals started talking to libertarians. And I think that they stopped tolerating a conversation because they were used to, for a very, very long time, liberals talking to Republicans, having no common ground and thinking that they won and were able to just be smug and dismissive. Whereas when they started talking to libertarians...
They had to agree on stuff.
There were certain things that they agreed on, and I think that they started feeling that they were losing the argument. And so they were like, man, just blew up and like, now we're not going to talk.
I'm not talking to you.
Now I'm not talking to anybody. We're not even going to entertain your ideas at all.
So if you like what we do on Free Talk Live, which is this great, you know, open phones panel discussion where we'll talk about anything you want to discuss, you're welcome to join us here. And you can support the show by joining the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use $5 a month through Bitcoin, through PayPal, through credit cards, and you get perks. like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and show hosts, as well as the AMP-only podcast and more. Get all the details, get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Please go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com, as we bring back Rudy in Arizona listening to K-Talks. You said this article's garbage, Rudy. You talked about how, you know, you're compassionate. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me back. You know, I'm just about at the end of my my run here. You know, I'm about getting ready to die. And I've been around long enough. I watched Reagan come in and all these promises. And what did he do? He gave $1 trillion to the people at the very top 1%. And he tripled the national debt. He was the first president that ran up $1 trillion debt after promising all these things. And he ended up just giving money to the richest. And then George Bush Jr. gets in there. And what does he do after 9/11? His $1 trillion tax cuts goes to the wealthiest. And now we elected President Stupid, and he wants to give $1 trillion, possibly up to $3 trillion, and he's going to give it to the wealthiest people, the people that do not need it.
Now I noticed that you skipped in your recollection there a couple of presidents. One of them obviously continued to increase the debt, as well as the other one. And, of course, Barack Obama continued the George Bush policies of bombing innocent people around the globe. I mean, do you have some critiques of them, too?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I'm a thinking, caring, smart dude. I've been smart all my life. That's why it just freaks me out that you guys are libertarian leaning.
Oh, we're real libertarian.
No, I'm anarchist.
Okay. So taxes are the price you pay for being part of the tribe, part of the civilization. This is a 3,000-year-old.
Really? Because I've got lots of friends, and we don't pay taxes to anyone, to each other. You know, like it's not
okay,
like.
Okay.
I'm part of a lot of tribes where we don't demand money from one another. We're not, like, going around, like, saying, if you don't pay us, I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah, I know. You call it stealing. I love the way you nut up about that. Well, bottom line.
What is it?
You want to get your own separate piece of America, right? You talk about, you know, getting a referendum and becoming your own country,
yeah,
right?
Secession. I like that idea.
Yeah. And I got a question. When you get that little piece of your country, are there going to be any bureaucrats? Because we talk about bureaucrats.
We're going to try to cut as many of those people out as possible. Yeah, I would say smallest government as possible.
But there are going to be people that run things, right? There's going to have to be people that run things.
The bureaucrats don't run things. I mean, for the most part, they just take a bunch of money from people and pretend to do something valuable in some cases. And we can do, we can create, you know, the few valuable services that bureaucrats provide, like, let's say, road clearing and, you know, other, you know, snow removal.
Hey guys, I contract out to private companies.
Yeah.
I love you. I've been listening to you for years. Now, let's just end with this. You guys live in a fantasy. There's never been a libertarian society, and there never will be, because libertarian society, there's going to be a whole gang of people that come in and just take your stuff.
I don't know if you noticed, that's what we have right now. Thank you, Rudy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Appreciate the discussion. And the common refrain of, he brought it up, the price you pay to live in a civilized society is men with guns will come and take your money from you.
Yeah.
Of course, I added a few words to that, but that's what, you know, that's how we see taxes. Now, the liberals don't.
Civilized tribe or something like that.
The liberals don't. They don't see it that way. They don't. They refuse to, I mean, you know, we've seen it over and over again, where they refuse to see the violence inherent in the system. And even if they can acknowledge the violence inherent in the system, then they say, well, it's still for your own good. We need to have these programs. We need to have all this stuff. So, you know, just pay up, okay? Pay up. If you don't like it, you can work to try to change the system, which, of course, we're trying to do. But it's a slow, unwieldy system to change. And so this is their fantasy, the idea that, well, it's just the price you pay. This is civilization. And to me, being civilized doesn't mean stealing and threatening people. Like, that seems to me to be the opposite of civilization.
I want to plug a website real quick that I found out about not too long ago. And I want people to go to explore, especially this guy, this caller. I mean, I don't know if it'll change anything, Rudy. But go to, and if you're like Rudy, and you don't agree that taxation is theft, right? You don't think that that's stealing from people. Go to exploreistaxationtheft.com.
Hmm.
Exploreistaxationtheft.com. And just run through the website.
I'm not familiar with that site.
It is basically a kind of a choose-your-own-adventure kind of situation where it's question and answer. It's like where it asks you a question, and you go through, and you basically, it'll talk to you about your beliefs about taxation and theft. And if you
is taxation theft, though, or is it extortion? I think extortion is a better, more accurate description of it, because saying if you don't pay, something bad will happen,
right?
That's a little different from theft, right? Theft is where...
I guess, but eventually it comes down to them actually taking... So it does become theft, right? With extortion, it could eventually not...
But theft is different from robbery, right? Like, robbery is where you put a gun to somebody's back or a knife or something. Like, you get a threat of violence that's more explicit than just, like, theft could be just simply taking something that's not yours.
Well,
right?
Okay, with extortion, right, if someone's trying to extort something from you and you refuse, there's normally a set of bad consequences, right?
Which is what happens with taxes in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm.
But the bad consequences happen, but you don't get the property stolen from you, right? Like, so you get extorted from you, but you have something else to be extorted from you with the bad consequences.
Oh, you're saying that with the extortion, they wouldn't take the thing as well? They would just beat you up,
right,
or whatever?
Because you could say no, you say no, and then there's a set of consequences. It's like blackmail. Like, there's the set of consequences that happen, and those happen in lieu of you losing what you had because you refused, right? You took that option. But with taxation, they are going to take it. Like, eventually it's going to come down to...
I see what you're saying.
Violent, it's going to happen, and it's going to be, whatever.
It's a good argument. Let's talk to Johnny. He's in Arkansas on Skype. Hey, Johnny. Radio, I'm just going to have to hit the dump button, and we'll just block you. So, that's fine. Let's go to...
I hate Mike D.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk. Was that Mike D?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, okay.
No, that wasn't Mike D who was calling in. He was playing a Mike D original tune.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? I love it. I love it when they say the wrong words. I get my turn. It's so good. I get to squeeze in on the end of the show.
Here you are.
Tell us about traffic.
Yeah, I did. I'm so excited. The thing is that I'm so tired of hearing about them. They want to put the auto sensor and auto brakes in the front and the back of their car. I've been hearing about it for so long. It's beginning to annoy me. Because, like, we only killed, like...
Boy, welcome to the club.
I know. You know what? When are they going to do this? We only killed, like, 40,000 people.
I really don't even know what you're talking about. Brakes? Every car has brakes. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the sensor, the auto sensor. They're going to put...
She's talking about forward collision warning.
A forward collision warning.
Collision... Yeah,
forward collision warning.
What is that, Johnson?
Forward collision warning is a sensor, typically a camera on the front of your vehicle, that where if you
it'll
are...
beep at you?
It'll beep at you, but in some situations it'll automatically break.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't know what Sarah's point is.
Yeah, I don't know where she was going with that. We don't have time for it. But
hey, Arizona Traffic and Weather Report with Sarah.
Check out that full Vox article I did post it on our Facebook and Twitter, and thanks for bringing it in, Johnson. And we'll have to talk about Alex Jones another night. More coming up tomorrow. See you at freetalklive.com.
Conspiracy. When you don't advertise, nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.